And here we go again. Republic of Texas Radio. This is hour two, and this is the hour everybody was waiting for. At least I was waiting for, because, you know, last week I got a big smile on my face when I heard that Michael Badnarik had joined the Texas Nationals. That changes things. It changes things a lot. And, well, I'm going to shut up. Hey, Michael, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. You're coming in clean. Hey, it's wonderful that you've decided to join the Texas Nationals. A little bit of background about Michael, real quick. I'll do an intro. You know, Michael ran for president of the Libertarian Party. Well, he ran for the president of the corporate United States of America from the Libertarian Party in 2004. And Michael, on a personal note, I first heard you on WTPRN on the night Ed and Elena Brown were under fire and they were crawling around, and then you called in at one point. You've been talking to a lot of people over a lot of time about a lot of important issues, and I just wanted to say thank you for everything that you've done. You reached me in, what was that, 2006, 2004, and you taught me a whole bunch of things. You know, we've only met once in person, and that wasn't much, but I've heard you speak. So that's why I think you're so important in the Texas independence realm. So what do you think? Why did you decide to push for Texas independence?
Well, I have only talked about one thing ever, and that's liberty. Basically, the freedom of people to decide what they want to do with their lives, as long as they're not going to hurt somebody else or take somebody else's stuff. It's a concept called self-determination. Mm-hmm. And I've been born with a DNA defect. I don't let anybody tell me what to do. And that has been true basically since the moment I was born. My mom tells me that when they put me in her arms the very first time, she was expecting this helpless little baby with his eyes closed and, you know, unaware of the world. And she said that I was looking right back at her. She said I was born with a book in one hand and a cigar in the other. So I've been stubbornly independent all my life. I just kind of thought that was the way everybody was. And as I've grown older, I've discovered the philosophical basis for that. And that's what I've promoted. You know, promoting the idea of liberty, the idea that you own your own body, that, you know, nobody can tell you what to do or force you to do something against your will. If somebody's forcing you to do something that you don't want to do, that's tantamount to slavery. I mean, depending on how long it goes.
So here's this for you. So we get this train turned around, right? And we bring a little freedom to Texas. How would you see that? A constitution, a republic, a constitutional republic? You know, because we're all pushing a direction. And we understand the corporate overlay of the United States of America, the unconstitutional nature of it. Have you given a lot of thought to liberty and freedom, where it concerns Texas? What would this look like if you could imagine it?
Well, I teach an 8-hour class on the U.S. Constitution, and the first 3 hours of my class are philosophy. Basically, why do we have any government at all? You know, everybody's upset with the government, so how about if we just get rid of the government and have anarchy? Well, nobody wants anarchy. Like, well, okay, most of the countries in the world are socialist or communist. How about those? And my students know they don't want socialism or communism, but they're really not sure why. And so we discuss basically what is the legitimate purpose of government. And without a whole lot of discussion, you'd come to discover that the only legitimate purpose of government is to help you protect your life, your liberty, and your private property. and your listeners would be very well versed if they would download The Law by Frederick Bastiat. It's really a short pamphlet. You get it for free. You can buy it for like $5 or something. And it explains, not necessarily U.S. government, but what is legitimate government. Now, I don't have a right to steal your stuff. Well, if I don't have that right, I can't give that authority to somebody else. I can't get together with my friends and create a government that can come and steal your stuff. I mean, that would be illegitimate. If I can't steal it, then nobody can steal it for me.
Isn't that what happened with the Constitution in the first place? A bunch of people got together and made rules for other people to follow that didn't necessarily want to follow them? Am I missing something? Because
no.
The founding fathers kind of said, well, here's what we got, and you live under it. It doesn't matter.
Well, that's debatable. The purpose of the Constitution is to put limitations on the government. You know, the Constitution does not apply to you. I mean, unless you're a member of Congress, unless you're living and working in the White House, or unless you wear black pajamas and go to work at the Supreme Court every day, then it doesn't apply to you.
Okay.
You know, imagine that you've got the family rules on on the front of the refrigerator with a magnet, and the rules say that you have to eat your vegetables, no television until after your homework is done, and bedtime is 8 o'clock. Now, do mom and dad have to go to bed at 8 o'clock? That's what the family rules say. No, it's ridiculous. Mom and dad wrote the rules for the children. The children are obligated to follow those rules, not the other way around. We, the people, ordain and establish the Constitution. We give the government privileges. We tell them what to do. You know, the First Amendment does not say, you know, you're allowed to exercise your religion, you know, as long as it's, you know, Jewish, Catholic, or Protestant. It says, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion. Who is that statement speaking to? It's Congress shall make no law. We already have freedom of religion. We didn't invent freedom of religion or invent freedom of speech. We had those freedoms before the First Amendment was ratified.
One of the problems One of the problems with Texas independence is the right to self-determination. Right now, if a self-determination or if a people were well self-determined, we'd have to define the people. So there's a lot of people that live in Texas currently, and they like their United States of America. They like being under the United States of America. So is it fair to them for us to free Texas and put in a new government, put in a republic on top of that? Have you thought about that at all?
Well, I have. And let me flip the question around. If those people want to be subordinate to the United States and have a Social Security number and be on welfare and get all of this money from the federal government in exchange for all of their rights, is it fair to the rest of us who want to be free and independent and work for a living? Is it fair to us for Texas to stay in the United States? Well, I mean, you can't have one size fits all.
Yep.
And, you know, we were, you know, a part of the United States since 1845, and you know, the idea is that there's going to be this contract. The contract under the Constitution says that the federal government will guarantee to each state in this union a republican form of government. In other words, my rights and my property supersede a unanimous vote. You know, we are not a democracy. We are not. I pledge allegiance to the flag and to the republic for which it stands.
Right, and it don't stand.
So, you know, we are not a democracy. The Founding Fathers loathed a democracy. And why is that? Well, in a democracy, you can vote on everything. And therefore, 51% of the population can vote away the rights or the property of the other 49%. And so we're so happy with democracy because the majority wins, really. Mm-hmm. And what happens to the minority? If the majority wins, well, then the minority obviously must lose. And so as soon as you live in a democracy, the population automatically begins to divide itself into factions. You know, we've got Democrats versus Republicans. We've got men versus women. We've got gay versus straight. We've got gun owners versus just about everybody else. And you're trying to get your group to vote together so you can be the 51% and win. And it doesn't matter that you're going to be voting to take away the property or rights of the 49%, and we begin pillaging each other.
Right, on a local level, on Michael, we've got this one law in town, and it's where they measure the grass, right, and they give you tickets if you don't. So, you know, we get together in groups and say, well, I want that gone. And then and the other group comes back and says, well, we want you to cut your lawn. You know, and that's really bossy, the bossy nature of a democracy. Hey, you mind if I go this way? Let's create Texas real quick. If we had Texas, the lands, where would we start? The Constitution of the Republic of Texas? I'm sure you're aware of what it says. What do you think? Where do we start?
Well, right now, if Texas were to secede overnight, we are currently the second largest GDP in the United States. We would automatically, tomorrow morning, be the 10th largest GDP in the world. And I think we'd be right after Canada and just before Brazil. And what would happen if we decide that we're going to be the Republic of Texas again? I've already personally had hundreds of people go, oh my God, Michael, if you guys secede, I am moving there this weekend. So we would have this huge migration. We would have a migration of people into Texas who just want to be left alone. They don't want the government to mess with them, and they're willing to work hard. They are precisely the type of people that I want as neighbors and fellow Texans. And our GDP would go from 10th in the world to, what, 5th, maybe 4th? You know, I don't know how quickly, you know, but our economy in Texas would suddenly flourish because we don't have the federal government slowing us down anymore.
And we would all not have all the criminals. We would not have the criminals wanting to come in here because we would be an armed society, would we not, Michael?
Oh, I keep telling people that as soon as Texas secedes, I'm going to run for president of the Republic of Texas. That's the job I want. And I tell people that, you know, if we become the Republic and we secede, that we're going to have gun checks at the border. And people are astonished. He said, I thought you were pro-Second Amendment. I go, well, I am. We're going to have gun checks. They go, welcome to Texas. Do you have a gun? The answer is no. We say, okay, pull over there into the parking lot, and George will sell you one.
I want a bunch of helpless people in here. That's what gets everything started, the helpless people wanting the nanny state.
Yeah, I'm being facetious because I clearly would never force anybody to do anything they don't want. That completely violates the whole idea of freedom and liberty. You know, you're not required to have a gun, but, you know, you have a right to life. That implies that you have a right to defend yourself. I mean, if you're walking down the sidewalk and someone starts to choke you, you don't have to call the chief of police and get permission to fight back. You don't have to whip out a letter, you know, of permission from the governor saying, well, yes, you know, I can defend myself without having to call 911. You know, self-defense is a DNA reflex. It is not physically possible for you to just stand there and allow somebody to choke you without doing something to stop it. I mean, it's built into your DNA.
Dial 911, you know, Michael. Sorry.
I don't dial 911.
I'm just kidding, man.
Don't hurt me. Don't take my stuff, or I'll have to shoot you and, you know, and then call the cleanup committee.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be fair to me.
I use that phrase all the time, and I credit it to you. Don't hurt me. Don't take my stuff. That's about as simple as it boils down to.
If
everybody understood that, then we wouldn't need a paper constitution. Common law was basically common knowledge. You didn't have to write it down because, you know, it was those seven words. You know, don't hurt me, don't take my stuff. Do I have to repeat it? You have to put that in a tablet and carry it with you? No.
That's great, but I still didn't get where I wanted to go. I want to know how we pick a constitution. What do we do for a government? And I know that it's just a game trying to figure this out. But do we get together a whole bunch of people? How would you see that works to create and craft a new constitution? What would you see? How would you see, Michael? How would you see that happening?
Well, I would anticipate that as we get closer and closer, I mean, it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to be a surprise. So we would know in advance that, you know, that secession was approaching. But we would have to have a draft constitution, you know, typed up. And, you know, I guess the most important thing is that the Texas Constitution that we already have explicitly says that, you know, all the power resides in the people. It says all political power is inherent in the people, and all free governments are founded on their authority. That's a fundamental principle. That doesn't say who's going to be in charge, how we're going to vote, or, you know, what color our flag is. It is a basic fundamental. It's like saying gravity exists. It's like, you know, if anybody disagrees with that, and it's like, okay, come over here to the edge of the cliff and take two more steps. You know, nobody's going to do that because they know that gravity exists. They're not going to, they can't continue the argument.
One of the things I worry about, Michael, is, and I'm sorry to cut you off there, but, you know, our current government, as it's overlaid or over us today, is going to try to take power back. You know, these people like governor, blah, 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 or governor, state controller, this, and they're going to try to reform into a democracy again. That's kind of a real sticky point, and I'm glad that you said that you would run for president of the Republic of Texas, you know, once we get on board, because I don't see very many people that qualify as, well, I wouldn't even say constitutionalist. Don't hurt me, don't take my stuffians. That would probably be it. Do you see a lot of people out there that actually could handle living in a republic or something like that?
Well, yeah, I know that there are people who want to live in that, and that's the migration that I talked about. As soon as Texas secedes, people from around the country are going to be, probably from around the world, will be moving to Texas.
That's the music. Hang on, folks. Short break. Republic of Texas Radio.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Texas Radio. Hey, Michael Badnarik is our guest, and he is what? Well, he loves freedom and liberty. He's been around for a long, long time. Well, he's not that old, but, you know, he does have a good frame of mind, and he's supporting Texas independence, and we're asking him a few questions, you know, just the usual questions. And Michael, you have an event over at the Texas Nationals that's coming up. This is a short segment, and we can carry on, you know, after the next pending break. What's going on the 23rd? You guys are going to be broadcasting for 24 hours straight? I know it's a fundraiser, but what's going on with that?
I am unaware of that. I've been focusing my energy. I have created a PowerPoint presentation. And the purpose of that presentation is to convince people that secession is not illegal. I think that most Texans are in favor of secession. Yeah, sure. Oh. But one of two things. They either believe the rumor that the Civil War proves you cannot secede, that it's illegal. That is not true. Yes, secession would be really great, but, you know, it's just never going to happen. You know,
there's that question. And then there's the other camp, Michael, that says you can't secede from something that was never ceded. You know that argument?
I do know that argument. And, you know, whether that is true, I mean, we can sit and argue about the past for hours and hours and never agree. Like the hell with what happened in the past, whether we joined or not, you know, what we are going to do is make a declaration that we are not part of the United States now. Either we never were or we're not again, but either way, you know, it doesn't matter what history says or what camp you're in, we are going to be a nation. We're going to be the Republic of Texas, and the government is going to work for us. Now, we started on a conversation. The important thing is that people understand the philosophy. I mean, let's assume that Texas secedes, I become president, and, you know, I'm able to build things so we've got, like, heaven on earth. Well, once I die or get elected, you know, voted out of office, what's going to happen? If we ignore the principles, which is exactly what happened in the United States, if we ignore the fundamental principles, we allow the tyranny to exist. You can't build anything without planning. You can't build the Golden Gate Bridge. You can't build the Hoover Dam without a lot of engineering. I mean, years and years of people drawing pictures, going, okay, this is the way we're going to do it. Before you take a shovel and turn over your first shovel full of dirt. Now, if you want to build liberty and freedom, there are certain things that you have to do to accomplish that. If you want to build tyranny and a dictatorship, there are things that you have to do to accomplish that. But if you don't understand the difference, if you don't understand the fundamentals, you're going to end up with something that doesn't suit you. You know, hypothetically, if the federal government did something unconstitutional, how the hell would you know? You never read the Constitution. You know, you don't understand the principles involved. And, you know, you certainly aren't one of the people willing to fight and defend those ideals. In the movie V for Vendetta, the hero says, you can't kill an idea, which is certainly true. However, it overlooks the fact that you can allow an idea to die. An idea lives in people's brain. And, you know, if a lot of people believe in liberty, then we have freedom. But if everybody around you believes in, you know, collectivist ideas, we're all in this together and you have to work to support me, then you end up with communism or socialism. Neither organization believes in the sanctity of private property.
Right. And, well, we live in a culture of our culture. Hang on. We'll be right back, folks. Republic of Texas Radio. We have Michael Badnarik on for, well, another 30 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional greatest meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. Nutramedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
One thing that I know, just a little thing, is that a lot of people are moving to Texas. A lot of people are moving for different reasons. The oppression's too great in, well, in their state, and they move to Texas to try to achieve a little bit more liberty. And, well, Michael Badnarik is our guest, and he was just kind of talking about awareness levels of the people that live in the place that we, the land that we call Texas, and how, well, let's say the Californian that moves to Texas, they go, well, I want all lawns to be this thing, and then they start bossing each other around and start a big old fight. But there's other people that are moving to Texas, and they're moving here for freedom and independence and try to achieve liberty. Michael Badnarik has come on board with the Texas Nationals and is going to, well, amplify the heck out of freedom and independence for this land. I really appreciate that, and we're trying to get an understanding of his role. Real quick, what you, Michael, the awareness of the person that moves from California to Texas would think the word president, and he'd probably think of, you know, Barack Obama and all these other guys that pass executive orders to carry out things. The freedom and liberty loving individual that moves to Texas would see the word president or the position of president as being much different. You know, I know when you say I'm going to run for president when we turn this thing around and we create a Republic of Texas, I go, well, and I might just vote for you because I understand where your head is. But that word president actually conjures up a lot of pain in this world. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do, and I reject the idea that people are automatically going to interpret my word, President, with Barack Obama. I think that they're just as likely, if they're planning to move to Texas, to imagine me as the next Sam Houston. We are going to be different than anything that people in this, that are alive now are going to understand. So we are going to be creating an actual republic, the United States may have started out as a republic, but it has degenerated. And it has degenerated because, the average person has fallen asleep at the wheel. They don't understand the principle. I give speeches on a regular basis. I ask people in the audience to raise their hand if they are good, patriotic Americans. Well, very little surprise. Everybody in the audience raises their hand. Everybody is a good, patriotic American. And I said, wonderful. Okay, now raise your hand if you can tell me how many articles are in the Constitution. And sadly, nobody knows. How can you be a good, patriotic American if you have no idea how many articles are in the Constitution? So, we the people, have evil people taken control of the government, and are they passing laws which are detrimental to our liberty? Yes, of course. That's not a question that we can even debate. However, what was the cause of that problem? Is the primary cause the fact that evil people took over, or is the primary cause the fact that the people who were supposedly being governed fell asleep at the wheel and let it happen? Let me give you a really simple example. If the government comes in and says, okay, you have to get down and on all fours and bark like a dog. Well, if you do, is it the government's fault because they told you to bark like a dog, or your fault because you got on your hands and knees? Don't go pointing at the government and saying, well, it's their fault because they told me. It's your damn fault because you listened.
What is the price of freedom, right? Eternal vigilance. If you don't participate, you deserve what you get.
It just drives me crazy. People go, well, I don't want to get my children vaccinated, but, the government says I have to. Well, do you love your children or do you want to be a slave to the government? Make up your damn mind. Don't go complaining to me.
Right. It doesn't do any good to complain to you. Sometimes you just got to stand up. Hey, I got a couple questions from the chat room. I'm not too sure exactly what they, how to frame those in. So, if you guys want to call in, feel free. The 1-800-313-9443 if you need to talk to Michael Baden Eric a little bit. But your role in the, I guess you're still fleshing it out, but where do you see yourself? You're coming into the Texas Nationals at a very hot point. There'll be another flashpoint coming up with the elections in corporate U.S. What do you see your role is going to be in the future, Michael?
My role is educator. Again, I can't make this change all by myself. If I could make Texas seed all by myself, I wouldn't be doing this radio program because it would already be done.
Right.
So the only way that Texas is going to secede is if a majority of the people who live in this oddly shaped state will recognize the value of liberty and the principles required to achieve it. So I have to use my ability to teach to share those ideals, to share those principles. I am a really good instructor. I understand the basics. I know how to communicate those ideas, you know, with people. I know how to make the ideas really simple. So, you know, my job is to, you know, continue just spreading the word. And
well, it sounds a lot like you have the same kind of charter that the Republic of Texas Radio has, just to continue the dialogue and show the people that are, well, doing things and actually matters. And we like to ask the tough questions, you know, the tough questions about Texas independence and how it's going to look and what it looks like, because we do that in our day-to-day lives. You know, I know Doc does, I know Alan does, and all my listeners, they'll have those conversations. And people have the same kind of reply to the same questions. Well, what happens when the Republic of Texas reforms? Do I have to leave if I want to be a part of the United States? I go, I really don't know. You know, that's not up to me to decide. That's going to be up to us to figure out how it works. But there's a lot, and we all need to be talking about it because it is a hot button issue right now. There are people like yourself, Michael, that are moving to Texas. Michael, you have a lot of influence in what Doc likes to call the real media, or, you know, a lot of people call it the alternate media. You know all the players. You know all the shows. You've talked on all over the place. And that's what made me smile last week, the fact that you have access to a lot of people in a big audience, and you're a good teacher. Do you have any strategies to go forward? Do you want to share anything? And where are you going next?
I don't know where I'm going next. I am making this stuff up. I've only been officially invited to be part of the TNM for about a week now, maybe a little bit longer than that. And the overall plan is for me to travel across Texas, giving the same presentation over and over again. And again, the purpose of that presentation is to explain to people that secession is not illegal. And, I mean, I realize that there is a widely held misconception that, quote, the Civil War proves that, you know, that you cannot secede. Well, the Civil War doesn't prove that at all. The Declaration of Independence is a secession document. You know, we declared to King George that we are going to be free, sovereign, and independent states, and that all allegiance with the British Crown are, you know, totally, you know, and justifiably dissolved. So if you like the Declaration of Independence, then you're already in favor of secession. I mean, you just don't know it.
Right.
You know, how many Texans are proud of the Battle of the Alamo and the Battle of San Jacinto? I mean, as a speaker, it's important to know your audience. I can have Texans eating out of my hand in about 5 minutes. All I have to do is talk gloriously about the Alamo, and, you know, my God, I am their favorite person. You know, like, well, so we all have to acknowledge or understand that, you know, Texas seceded from Mexico.
Right.
I mean, what do you call that? You know, we were part of the Mexican government, and we told Santa Anna, oh, no, we're not.
Right, and, he said.
We became a separate private nation for 9 years. We seceded from Mexico. So we seceded from Mexico successfully once. You know, we tried to secede from the northern United States. And were basically, the southern states were defeated and had to surrender unconditionally. And so we won the first one, and we lost the second one. Anybody who believes that the Civil War proves that we are not allowed to succeed really doesn't, you know, total the score up. It's 1-1, and I think the third time is a charm. You know, the next time Texas secedes, we're going to secede for good.
Right, it's going to be a great place. Hey, on September 3rd, there's a big thing. Raging Elephant Radio and Doc Green are putting on over on the state capitol in Austin. Have you heard about it? Are you thinking about going there? Would you think about going there?
I have heard about it. I was a guest on Doc Green's radio program just a couple days ago, and that's when I heard about it. They're going, well, are you going to go? And I go, well, I've known about it for 60 seconds. I think I am. So, yeah, I live here in Austin. I can get down to the Capitol in, you know, 15, 20 minutes, depending on traffic. And if there is a group promoting Texas secession, how the hell could I not be there? I mean, I'd have to literally be, like, tied to a chair.
Oh, yeah, you're exactly like me, where that is, you know, said, you know, I'll go, I'll talk to any one of them, you know, and say, let's do this, let's come together, and, well, that'd be fun to have you there. We've been working to try to get the all the groups together, and this is going to be the biggest formation of people that are leaning towards Texas independent that I've ever seen. You know, folks from the Republic of Texas, Freedom Texas, and Texas Nationals, Texas Patriots for Secession, are just a lot of people, right? And they all are wired the same way, have different paths and so forth. Going to sit there. I'm going to call Doc Green next week and see if I can get you on the speakers list. If you want to, you know, you let me know. I don't want to be too pushy or anything, but I think that would be kind of wonderful.
I would be happy to be a speaker. You know, I love Texas. I wasn't born here. I joke that I filed a lawsuit against my parents for negligence. Thinking that my parents should have been smart enough to have me born in Texas, and, you know, they were negligent because they didn't. I clearly loved my parents. I just spent the last 5 years in Northwest Indiana acting as caregiver to my mom and dad. And so they were absolutely the best parents. But I did move to Texas originally in 1997. I was here less than 2 weeks and realized I belong here. This is where I choose to live. And so, you know, the bumper sticker that says I wasn't born here, but I got here as quickly as I could, that pretty much sums up my my emotional status.
2 weeks ago, we had Tommy Attaway on the show, and Doc Krupa, he's our other co-host. He's sitting there really quiet right now, but he's probably just listening. And he brought up an interesting point that if you look at the wall of the Alamo and you look at all the names, you'll find that people were from everywhere that fought for Texas independence. And I think what you're saying right now, Michael, is the same thing. People are moving here. I'm not from Texas. I moved to Texas in, you know, 2007. But I am behind freedom and independence, right? Liberty is important, but freedom. And I don't know. There's a lot of people moving here. That's just what I'm saying. We're running a little low on time, and I see that break coming up. What haven't we talked about that is important here, Michael? There's
just
a lot.
Getting people to acknowledge that Texas secession is possible. It's not a pipe dream. All you have to do is join us on the steps of the Capitol on September 3rd and just express your desire to be free. You know, we are not violent. We're not trying to force anybody else to do anything. We just want to be left alone. We want to be left alone so we can be Texans.
All right.
And I think a lot of the heavy lifters will be out there. I hope there are a lot of regular people, but it might not be time for them yet. You know, the heavy lifters have to come together and get to know one another, the people that will actually put on these events, and will come and stand up and raise their voice in these events. But then the masses, well, they're queued up. And they're going to come when something happens in their lives that causes them distress, and it causes them to actually think about the government that they're under and trying to achieve freedom and independence. And I'm rambling. I want to pass to Doc real quick because I just realized he hasn't talked very much.
Well, I'm here. Michael, thanks for coming on.
Well, hold on. There's the break. We'll be right back. Right. Republican
Everybody
Texas
have a
Radio. Oh, hold on. That's not the end of the show, Doc. Stay there. Stay there, folks.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for Protovite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Okay, we're back. Well, it's important. We only have a few minutes left. And, Doc, why don't you go take it from here?
Well, I was just going to say thank you, Michael. I truly believe if, and you mentioned it earlier, if we go back to common law and common sense, we don't really need any form of government. I don't blame the average everyday person for letting things get this out of control because they had trust. And trust is a good thing. Hopefully, with everybody working for freedom again, that people will learn who to trust and take a look at who they've been trusting and maybe rethink all that. But liberty and freedom and, you know, don't bother me and don't take my stuff and don't hurt me and I won't hurt you or take your stuff. Just good common sense. So thanks again. Keep up the good work. Maybe you can pick up Carl Pittman along the way. He was our guy running for constitutional sheriff down here, and he's got a lot of great ideas that would work well with yours.
Okay, I'll look into that.
Yeah, we'll put you in touch with Carl as soon as he gets back. He ran for constitutional sheriff down in Houston. But you got the stage, Michael. Bring us out. What's going on?
Well, the people in Texas are waking up. They are fed up with all of the tyranny subjected upon us by the idiots in Washington, D.C., and instead of trying to fix what's broke in Washington, we're just going to disconnect ourselves from it. Secession is the easiest, most peaceful way to restore liberty and freedom to the 21 million people in Texas and God knows how many million people who would eventually move here.
Yeah, and imagine the United States once they get the recalculation that there's a better way to live their lives. It would be good for the United States.
Well, it would be good for everybody. We need to set a good example.
Right, and we always have to do that in our daily lives. So, folks, if you're out there, you're a regular listener, if you're in Texas, I want you over in Austin on the 3rd, and I don't want to try to browbeat anybody there. But we need the heavy lifters. We need you that actually feel for free and independent to show up. It's not necessary, but it's a time that you can network and meet people like Michael Badnarik and a whole slew of others. It will be one of those landmark days. It already is, as it's been lined up. I mean, we're making inroads. They're talking about Texas independence, and you should be too. And we'll bring Michael back on. Thank you once again, Michael, for coming on the show.
My pleasure. Happy to come back as often as you'll have me.
Oh, we're going to be tapping you on the shoulder. We'll keep you in the loop. It's important.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, guys. Okay. Well, Sam, I know we're getting really near. Do we got what? 20 seconds, 50 seconds, whatever. Texas independence, time is short there too. We've got a few more minutes living under this oppressive nature of the government that we allowed to occur and, you know, just get there. But we can do something to change it. I know I can. We try. And I think we're succeeding with people like Republic Broadcasting, not really people. It's a group, individuals that care about freedom and liberty, republicbroadcasting.org. Also, go to Texas Nationals, texnat.org. Take a look. There's going to be a 24-hour fundraiser going on. You'll learn a heck of a lot about Texas independence. And, well, that's the music, right? No? Man.
It's there, yeah. Come to the rally,
okay.
People. It feels good to talk to people face-to-face that have the same likes and the same mind as a lot of us are waking up to. Come on out and see us February 3rd up there on the Capitol grounds of Texas.
That's well said. See you next week, folks. Republic of Texas Radio.
The tree of life is us, my friends.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain, safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well-timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion. 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.